Okay, let's get started. Welcome everybody to All Systems Go 2019. This is the third one and always in the same spot. So it should be familiar to the people who came to the last one or two. So I first want to get started with thanking the sponsors because basically if we didn't have the sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do this. So starting with the solar sponsors, we have Ivan, who is a new sponsor for this year. We're very happy to have them on. They're a Finnish company, does data cloud stuff. Anybody from Ivan here? Okay, good, we got two folks back there. Great, thanks. My name. I'm Chris, and I am one of the organizers here. We have quite a few actually in the audience, which we'll get to at the closing, when we do the closing. But I'm also CEO and co-founder of Kinfolk. We're a Berlin-based company doing cloud native Linux company doing all open source Kubernetes type stuff. Then we have Facebook, of course, for the third straight year. Thanks so much for, we have a lot of Facebook people. How many people are from Facebook? 28. Okay, that's like 10%. Well, yeah, much thanks for their support. And then we have a new sponsor, Packet. Packet does bare metal hosting, so it's kind of like, slimmed down AWS kind of thing, but you can provision bare metal, so it's really good for folks who are looking for a lot of performance and, wants to do things, take control. Then we have the lunar sponsors. Pantheon has been here for the third straight year. I think David and some of his colleagues are here. Can you raise your hands? Okay, great, yes. And then we have, of course, Red Hat. How many Red Hatters do we have? Anybody know the number? No, it's a lot of Red Hat folks. What's that, Vincent?
Less than Facebook.
Okay, less than Facebook. Okay, good. And then we have the terrestrial sponsors, Grafana Labs. There's a couple Grafana people here, right? Right here in the front, yeah, David. First speaker, right, so stick around. And then we have Microsoft. Anyone from Microsoft here? I know we have people coming if they're not here already. Okay, they'll come later. Yeah, thanks so much for the sponsorship. And I want to point out the sponsorships also this year were enabled us to offer a lot more diversity tickets, and we are actually, for the first time, able to sponsor travel and accommodation, so that was really great. Okay, we're going to go through the basics, and I'll hand it over to Lexi for this.
Hi, I'm Lexi. I'm the head of events at Kinfolk, and yeah, I'll take you through the basics. Anybody wearing a gray shirt is basically staff, so if you have any questions, you could just ask them. Toilet locations, we have three. One is a little outdated. Is that me or no? Okay, sorry. wiki. Anyway, sorry. So there's one bathroom when you first walk in. There's another one up the stairs, and then there's another one if you go into the cage room. If you go past it and go up the stairs, it's a little hidden, but there are signs, so you have another option. So there's three. Watch out for cables, obviously. Everybody should know that, but still worth the mention. And the hackspace, we have international plugs at some of the tables, so just be mindful. And USB plugs, of course. Okay, the social event is tonight. It's at Meinhaus am See, which we forgot to mention, but still, it's a really fun hotspot, and it's from 7 p.m. to midnight. We should be ending things here at like 6. So just hang around. There's beer downstairs and there's beverages. And then we'll actually meet in the gallery at 6:45 and then walk over together, just so we don't overwhelm the venue because we're only supposed to be there at 7. There's vegetarian and vegan food in the, the lower level, a buffet, and then there's an open bar till midnight. And after that, we will... there will be more people coming because they kind of opened the doors up. But I mean, last year we really had a good time. So if you want to stay till midnight, you could, or past midnight, you could stay. Everything is enabled because of our sponsors, Grafana Labs, Packet, and Kinfolk. food and drinks. So beverages in the greens are sponsored by Facebook for the second year in a row, so thank you very much. I think that's also why there's a lot of people missing right now, because they're getting their coffee. Cold drinks are located in the gallery. There's two fridges. And please put the bottles back in the bins. There's a bottle drop-off over here, and there's another one downstairs. And the food trucks will be available for lunch on Friday and Saturday, and it's only cash. So please bring your euros. And code of conduct. So we want to make sure that ASG is a safe and inviting place for everyone. There's a link right here for the code of conduct. Please read it if you have not yet. The contact numbers for people for the code of conduct. Oh, wow. I just heard myself. for the code of conduct. People are there. I'm one of them. And then Lars, who is not here yet. Yeah, thank you for turning me down. Who's not here yet is the other individual. But if you have any issues, please also either find me or go to the registration if we're here. If we're at the venue, please just call me or Lars. And that's it for me.
Okay. And so otherwise, we have on Sunday, after the presentation days, we have the Hackfest Day. David, where are you? He's not here yet. He has a talk today, so I think he's organizing that. But yeah, downstairs, he's the main organizer for that. You should have gotten an email about that earlier, about signing up for that. If you still want to have stuff, we have whiteboards downstairs where you can put your ideas there. So we want to get groups together for Sunday. Last year was a lot of fun. It's in the gallery, which is the one, which is basically the lounge, Hacker Lounge. And food will be provided. Probably simple pizza, because that's classic hacker food. We can also get vegan pizza if it's pizza. So lightning talks, there are still slots open. That's today, at the end of the day. Tilo, who is sitting here pointing the camera at me, is organizing that you can also sign up for downstairs on the whiteboards. So right now we have four slots. We can take probably four more at least. So if you have an idea for a lightning talk, just grab that, note that. And I just want to remind everybody, so you may have noticed on the way here, today is like global climate strikes. We kind of unfortunately collided with them, because I know some people have mentioned that they would have liked to have taken part in that a little bit more. I just want to say that, you know, if you did travel here, you can offset CO2 offset for your travel. We'd recommend that. And also take public transportation, bikes, electric transport while you're in Berlin, if you can. And things we're doing, if you notice, I think we try to be pretty darn good here. We only have reusable beverage bottles. We don't get any of we only get reusable plastics and glass. That's one of the reasons we're going for the vegetarian and vegan options at the social event. And we have paper badges instead of plastic. And, you know, if you have further suggestions, we're happy to hear those. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you all for coming. The first talk will start in just a second. Any questions before I get off here? No? Okay. Oh, we do have one question.
Remind me where the lightning talk sign-up is?
That'll be downstairs in the gallery. I should also mention, because the cage room, we've mentioned the cage room is where the other talks are taking place. That's actually on the opposite. So last year we had it up in the upstairs. This year it's at the other end of the gallery. So when you came in, you probably took a left to go up these stairs, but if you take a right, that's where you enter the gallery or the hacker lounge. And if you keep walking through the hacker lounge, you will come to the cage room. The cage room is the one with Angela Merkel's picture on the wall, kind of a mural. And so that's where the other talks are taking place. And so in that gallery where you're walking to the other room, that's where the whiteboards will be for this. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, so thanks everybody, and we'll kick it off. I think David has the first talk in about 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, thanks for coming.